Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. In this podcast, we'll look at some of the items that are most important to business people and those who have more than one PC at home. And that's most of you, right? Everyone's got more than one PC. There are plenty of improvements for home users in Windows 7, but it really shines when you connect it to Windows Server 2008 Release 2. They were made for each other. But for home users, it's easier to connect Windows 7 PCs and devices at home in what is called the home group. And Windows 7 introduces something called a library. Libraries make it easier to find, work with, and organize files that are scattered across your PC or network, no matter where it's actually stored. For example, say you're assembling a family album from images stashed on, an external USB drive, your spouse's PC, and your work laptop. Getting them all in one place used to take some searching and copying. You also ended up with duplicates and the need to sync folders to keep them current. In Windows 7, you just create a library, name it something like Family Photos, and then tell Windows which folders the new library should include. The photos are still physically located in the three different spots, but now they show up in a single window for you to work with. Windows 7 comes with libraries for documents, music, pictures, and videos, but you can personalize these and create more of your own. Windows Search is also improved. Just start typing into the Start menu search box, and you'll instantly see a list of relevant documents, pictures, music, and email that's on your PC. Results are now grouped by category and contain highlighted keywords and text snippets to make them easier to scan. It's faster than before, and you can search at date, partial name, or an attribute, not just the file name. Still didn't find it? Then use the Search Again In command and tell it to search again in a specific location, like your laptop, work server, or wherever. Performance in Windows 7 is more robust on the same hardware that you have. Previously, too many background services loaded automatically every time you booted. Now they only load when you need them, so the Bluetooth service or QuickTime in Windows 7 stay off until you use a Bluetooth device or need to run QuickTime, for example. Windows 7 is also more memory efficient. It loads drivers and services in parallel, so it's faster on the same hardware. It also handles power better. That's especially good for laptops with sleep mode and all that. The Action Center is a nice feature. It's a little flag in the lower right-hand corner. It'll show you your status and backup, security, and malware. One of the cool features of certain versions of Windows Vista was BitLocker. BitLocker is drive encryption that protects your PC from hackers and other prying eyes. BitLocker To Go is new in Windows 7. It offers encryption for removable devices too. And that's where you really need encryption the most, on your laptops and your removable devices when you're on the road. AppLocker is a feature that network admins will love. AppLocker works as part of group policy and lets administrators lock access to specific applications, installer files, and scripts. So you could set it so the people could only install Word 2007, for example, not earlier versions of Word. You could also block apps that you don't have legal licenses for or aren't on an approved company list. The Problem Steps Recorder, or PSR, will be great for troubleshooting. When the user calls in with a problem and claims they did nothing differently, have them start the PSR and repeat what they did. PSR will take screen captures and zip them up in a small file to send to you. You can see exactly what they did or didn't do. It doesn't record audio or video in this first release, but it's still useful. If you like the command prompt and batch files, you'll love Windows PowerShell. PowerShell is batch files on steroids. You can troubleshoot, do maintenance, and all kinds of tasks quickly and powerfully with complete control. And it comes, Windows 7 comes with 20 PowerShell scripts for the most frequently asked questions and situations. Direct Access is a replacement for virtual private networking, VPNs, but it'll be superior in several ways. For example, you can get direct access to the network, like a VPN without a VPN, using IP addresses. Make sure you're up to speed on IP version 6 if you aren't already. It's going to be really important in the near future. Branch Cache also allows users to have the same experience in or out of the office. The user will click to access a document, say, and it doesn't matter where it is, on the laptop, network server, wherever, it will seamlessly load. But it's important to remember, though, that some of these features, say BitLocker, only come with certain versions of Windows 7. Others, like Direct Access and Branch Cache, require Windows Server 2008 Release 2. So what should you buy, and what hardware do you need? And what about your legacy XP apps that didn't run Vista? We'll answer those questions in the next podcast. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.